From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Roshan Lloyd D'Souza. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contributions from three donors. The first is the Pereira family from Mississauga, Ontario, for special intentions for their daughter on her birthday today, for good health and in thanksgiving for favors received. The second is Cesar Escobar from Orlando, Florida, in memory of Mercedes Victoria Casillo. The third are Mary and Corrado Patolo from Etobicoke, Ontario, in loving memory of Mary and James McConnell. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. As we come together, let us thank and praise God for the gift of this beautiful day, for the gift of life, gift of faith and family. And as we journey through the season of Lent, we are called to come closer to God and to one another in the commandment and bond of love. There are times we have failed to live the commandment. Let us seek God's mercy. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for all of us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. May the venerable exercises of holy devotion shape the hearts of your faithful, O Lord, to welcome worthily the Paschal mystery and proclaim the praises of your salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. In the midst of the vision I received from the Lord, the angel brought me back to the entrance of the temple. There the water was flowing from below the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. And the water was flowing down from below the south end of the threshold of the temple, south of the altar. Then the angel brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gate that faces toward the east, and the water was coming out on the south side. Going on eastward with a cord in his hand, the man measured 1,000 cubits and then led me through the water, and it was ankle deep. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was knee deep. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was up to the waist. Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water had risen. It was deep enough to swim in, a river that could not be crossed. He said to me, "Mortal, have you seen this?" Then he led me back along the bank of the river. As I came back, I saw on the bank of the river a great many trees on the one side and on the other. He said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the Araba. And when it enters the sea of stagnant waters, the water will become fresh. Wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live there, and there will be very many fish. Once these waters reach there, it will become fresh, and everything will live where the river goes. And the banks on both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor their fruit fail, but they will bear fresh fruit every month, because the water for them flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There was a festival of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, there is a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, which has five porticos. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, Jesus said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I'm making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your mat? But he answered them, The man who made me well said to me, Take up your mat and walk. They asked him, Who is the man who said to you, Take it up and walk? Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had disappeared in the crowd that was there. Later Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, See, you have been made well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse happens to you. The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews started persecuting Jesus because he was doing such things on the Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Years is a long time to sit on your mat. Every day is the same, waiting, watching, and hoping. Not much changes. Sitting on his mat has become a way of life for the man in today's gospel. Life is stagnant for him. He is unable to see that the deep well of life is within him. He's convinced that life will bubble up outside of him, over there in that magic pool of water. So he sits on his mat, waiting, watching, and hoping that things will change. Don't we do the same? There was a belief that this pool of water called Bethesda had healing properties and that it could change one's life. It was said that every now and then an angel would stir the water would begin to bubble, and the first one in the water would be healed. The man in today's gospel won't get up off his mat until he sees the first bubble. He is living an as soon as possible life. As soon as the water bubbles, then I will get up off my mat. As soon as I get to the water, my life will be better. As soon as I get into the water, my problems will be fixed. The pool of Bethesda is an illusion. It convinces that our life is nothing more than our circumstances. It deceives us into believing that life is to be found outside of ourselves. It tricks us into living an as soon as. Most of us know what that is like. We say to ourselves, or maybe even out loud to another, as soon as this or that happens, everything will be better. I'll be happy. My problems will go away. I'll be satisfied. All will be well. The pool of Bethesda has a strong attraction for us. Children often say, as soon as I get big, grow up, I'm an adult. It continues throughout our life journey, the cycle. As soon as, you can fill in the blank with most anything. The problem is there will always be another pool of Bethesda. Meanwhile, life has been put on hold. The pause button has been pushed. We sit on our mat, self-imprisoned by the circumstances of our life. The imprisonment is so great that when Jesus asked the man, Do you want to be made well? The man doesn't even say yes. Instead, he offers circumstances and excuses, like we do. I have no one to put me in the water. When the water bubbles, others get there first. They take cuts. I'm not suggesting that the circumstances of our lives are irrelevant or have no effect. That's just not true. They do affect us. We are, however, more than the circumstances of our life. Life is not to be found outside our various situations or circumstances, but within them. To believe something other than this is to live constantly looking for the next pool of Bethesda. Jesus does not help the man get into the water. He comes to him on his mat, the same mat and situation the man so wants to escape, and speaks words of life and resurrection. Get up off your mat. To quote Jesus a bit more accurately, stand up, take your mat and walk. The man does not leave his mat behind, it goes with him. His circumstances are real. The difference is he now carries them. They are no longer carrying him. Jesus doesn't change our outer circumstances. He changes us completely. He calls us into a new way of being, seeing, acting, speaking, thinking. When we stand and rise to that new life, we discover the circumstances have somehow changed. That doesn't necessarily make life easy or mean we no longer have to deal with the circumstances of life. It makes our circumstances more manageable and we engage them from a different place and position. The pool of Bethesda is drained of its power over us. Let us look deep into the well of our life. Amen. Let us bring our prayers to our loving God. Let us pray for the church, for the building up of God's kingdom. We pray to the Lord. For all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, we pray to the Lord. Almighty and ever-living God, we ask in our community prayer that you might guide us to enter more deeply into the spirit of Lent and into the forgiveness, reconciliation, and renewal that it offers us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We make these prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread to offer, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Heavenly Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands
for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. We offer to you, O Lord, these gifts which you yourself have bestowed. May they attest to your care as Creator for this our mortal life, and effect in us the healing that brings us immortality through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just. It
is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For by your gracious gift each year, your faithful await the sacred Paschal feast with the joy of minds made pure, so that more eagerly intent on prayer and on the works of charity and participating in the mysteries by which they have been reborn, they may be led to the fullness of grace that you bestow on your sons and daughters. And so, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is a chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Francis Leo our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be called heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Through him, and with him, and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by the divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us everlasting life. Amen.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Purify our minds, O Lord, we pray, and renew them with this heavenly sacrament, that we may find health for our bodies now and likewise in times to come, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Let us go in the love of Christ. Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.